The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by 14 points. Good news if you're a Democrat, right? Well, maybe not. Hillary Clinton was way ahead at this point in the summer of 2016. And here's Steve Kornacki 4 years ago on MSNBC.
Could we be seeing our first true landslide in a long time? A double-digit landslide. That is Clinton's lead in four polls now.
That, of course, did not happen. So what do we make of the polls in 2020? Kyle Condick is managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball out of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, and he joins us now. Kyle, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start with the lay of the land here. What's the state of the 2020 campaign at the start of July?
I think Joe Biden is leading by a considerable amount. It looks like his polling lead nationally is somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 or 10 points or so. He also seems to be leading most surveys of the key swing states, not all surveys, but almost all of them. And if you consider kind of the big six swing states to be Arizona, Florida, North Carolina in the Sun Belt, and then Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin in the industrial north, there have been a lot of surveys that have shown Biden leading in all those states. And we've also seen, I think, confirmation of the polls in some ways in the president's campaign spending, in that, for instance, he recently booked $18 million of television airtime for the fall in Ohio, which is historically a very important swing state, but it's one that the president won by 8 points in 2016, and is a state that historically is a little bit more important for Republicans than Democrats. So the polls kind of match up with the campaign activity to some degree.
And when you dig into those numbers and the demographics, what's surprising to you about the relative strength or weakness of either candidate? Because I see that Joe Biden looks like he's doing pretty well with older voters, for instance.
Yeah, there's been some indication that Biden may actually be leading with senior citizens. And, you know, in recent American elections, basically kind of the younger you are, the likelier you are to vote Democratic, the older you are, the likelier you're to vote Republican. And that's not how it always is. In fact, you could go back to the 2000 presidential election, for instance, and there actually wasn't that much of an age gap in that election. But in more recent elections, seniors have been a more reliably Republican group. According to the national exit poll, Donald Trump won seniors by about 7 points in 2016. And again, Biden may or may not be leading with seniors, but it seems like he's doing a little bit better, at least, than Hillary Clinton did. And also, one other trend that's notable is that non-white voters are going to vote Democratic as a group pretty overwhelmingly. Biden seems to be doing just about as well as maybe Hillary Clinton did with non-white voters. But the difference is with white voters, in that white voters who have a four-year college degree, which is a group that used to be Republican and now is trending Democratic, Biden seems to be doing significantly better than even Hillary Clinton did with those voters. And also white voters who do not have a four-year college degree, that's a group that's become heavily Republican, but Biden has cut Trump's lead with those voters. And so it seems like, to the extent Biden is doing better than Clinton, it's more among white voters collectively than non-white voters.
So all of this may be giving Democrats a nice little warm feeling in their bellies, or maybe not, because if you look back to the early summer of 2016, there was a Washington Post ABC News poll that showed Hillary Clinton leading Trump 51-39%. That's about a 12-point margin, and it's not far from the numbers that we're seeing right now today for Joe Biden. But are we comparing apples to apples here between these two elections?
Look, if you want to argue, as I think some of the president's supporters have, that the polls didn't, you know, ended up being wrong to some degree, particularly some of them in the summertime in 2016, and therefore they might be wrong in 2020. That's not crazy to argue that, but let me give you a few differences. First of all, Biden's aggregate national lead right now is a little bit bigger nationally than Hillary Clinton's was. And one other thing that I think is really important here is that there are fewer undecided voters in these polls. If you look at the polls just matching Trump versus Clinton head to head in early July of 2016, you might have had about 15% undecided, whereas now it's more like only 10% undecided. And what ended up happening, I think, was that there are a lot of people who said they were going to vote third party, a lot of people who said they were undecided. And I think some of those folks, or more of those folks, broke toward Trump at the end. If there are fewer undecided voters, there's less of a chance that the polls are going to be wrong. So that's not to say that Biden is a 100% lead pipe lock to win the election. I don't really feel that way. but his position is pretty good right now. And I think even compared to this time 4 years ago, I think his position is better than Hillary Clinton's.
You know, Kyle, I heard some conjecture on Fox News recently that if a pollster, say from the New York Times, called a Trump supporter and asked who they would be supporting in the fall, that actually maybe people might be purposefully misleading the pollsters. Is that a real thing? Is that something that we should be worried about?
There are some pollsters who have looked at this and maybe with some idea that maybe Trump would do better in online polls than ones in which you've got a live caller calling a respondent because of this, you know, social acceptability bias in which maybe people don't want to verbally say they're supporting Trump. There hasn't been much evidence of that, of this sort of like shy Trump effect, although you do hear it from time to time, I think particularly from Republicans. Maybe there's something there. And again, maybe we're sitting here in October and the numbers are closer. But I will say this, if Biden is leading by the kinds of amounts that he is right now in the fall, it would take a much more significant polling error, particularly in the swing states, for the polls to end up being wrong. So I think if Trump really wants to win, he does have to get closer. He doesn't necessarily have to be leading nationally, though, because we have to remember that he was able to win the Electoral College in 2016, even though he lost the national popular vote by 2 points. So, you know, again, if Trump gets closer, I think we should be, you know, more prepared for an upset. But really, Biden has had been in a good position for much of the election, but particularly lately, it seems like the president's numbers have kind of curdled a little bit over the last month. But that's not guaranteed to continue either.
Right. We are a long way from November. Who knows what's going to happen with this pandemic? Who knows what's going to happen with the economy? And not to mention all of the tensions this country is going through over the issue of race. So those will all play into the 2020 campaign. Kyle Condick is managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball out of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Kyle, nice to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.